This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for some end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe once again this week is their undisputed and delightful star, Elena Newport. Elena, how are you?
Slow news week, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
I guess Michael knocked the governor of South Carolina off the front pages.
Yeah, Mark Sanford probably not sad that he's not the top story anymore.
Right, I think he was glad to be out of the limelight after a while. And actually, I noticed that there was also an announcement. I think Kim Jong-il decided he didn't like to be out of the limelight because Iranian elections and Governor Sanford and all that.
I know.
He decided he was going to announce some kind of launching a missile towards the United States or something, and nobody noticed.
Yeah, barely. And he said he's going to wipe us off the map, which, you know, he's a couple years behind on that rhetoric because, you know, Ahmadinejad's already promised to do that to Israel.
Yeah.
That terminology.
You know, that's been there, done that. Yeah.
But anyway, the Capitol Steps with a double feature on North Korea this week. First of all, reintroducing our listeners to the dear leader of North Korea. Here we go.
Right.
Is the guy who rants and raves
and likes to make a scene.
He's like a little bulldog,
a Korean Howard Dean.
And if we weren't so scared of him, we'd even say he's mean.
For though he threatens Seoul, he hasn't got one.
We think you know who might just fit the bill.
Presenting Kim Jong-il.
How do you solve a problem like Korea? Why don't you stop my nuclear display? Do you not fear my dangerous ideas?
If you had oil, we'd invade today.
Oh, lately you haven't looked so very healthy, though you assure us just how well you feel.
I know it might look to you like Weekend at Bernie's too.
Who's your successor?
Tell us what's the deal.
Oh, I think that soon the leader of Korea will be my son,
George W. Jong-il.
Oh, well, we had a father and son president, but over here we at least had an election to get that one done.
That's right. So in the second song, I guess we have a second song.
Yes.
It talks a little bit about how Kim Jong-il Jr. is going to be.
Here we go.
I had a stroke maybe 4 or 5. A lot of folks asked, is he still alive? An election to replace me now must be done. No, I'm only joking, I'm picking my son. And I feel so proud when he says to me,
I want to be like you, Dad. I want to be just like you.
Autocrats who are crazy, and I might die soon.
Let's launch some nukes.
It's not even noon.
When can I take over?
I don't know when, but you're gonna have a good time then, son.
Gonna have a good time then.
I told my dad I would not show fear.
If you get scared, push this button right here.
But if it fails, what should I do, Pa?
We'll call tech support, they're in India.
When you see him and me, it is plain to see.
My boy is just like me.
The apple doesn't go crazy far from the tree.
Eating cats is a fable that is wrong, of course.
And just an old myth.
I prefer a nice horse.
Our family is unstable.
We are not that great, but I think that we look first rate, Dad. Compared to John and Kate plus eight.
Ah, the Capitol Steps blending nuclear threats and pop culture seamlessly.
It's hard to decide who's crazier, isn't it?
It sometimes is. Man. Both have dominated the headlines this week. In fact, I think John and Kate have actually gotten more attention than the North Korean nuclear threat, which tells you a little bit about our news media.
Killing Kim Jong-il, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. Well, Elena, just about a minute or so to go here, and as we've told our listeners and told them again today, this is the last radio version of Dateline Washington, but we're making everything bigger and better and online and bringing things into the 21st century on Al Gore's great invention, the Internet. And we're so glad the Capital Steps, who have been with Dateline Washington from the very beginning, will be staying with us and enjoying this cyber adventure with us.
Oh, wow, really? Cool, that's cool. We're going on an adventure, and I didn't even know it. Thanks for letting me know. Well, if my computer, my savvy, has anything to do with it, we're really doomed here, but...
Well, that is not going to be your responsibility, which is a good thing, and it's really not mine either, because I'm pretty much still working on the abacus myself.
Yeah, powered by hamsters over here, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But Elena, it's been a blast, and it'll continue to be a blast. Thanks, as always, for your time.
All right, thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Find more about them at capsteps.com, or you can buy their brand-new CD, Obama Mia. This is Dateline Washington.